Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
Has been a very quick week.
It has.
So fast. So what our producers do, they condense the week into a handy little package called The Week That Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. People like to say it's the best bits. I like to say it's the least worst bits.
Let's hear the least worst bits of the week then.
Harry's so pleased we're nearly at the end of Feb Hair Don't Care.
Sorry.
How disgusting.
I just don't have the time. I'm sorry.
The end of Feb means we're also a month out from Pricey's birthday, and she's already started putting together her guest list.
Lionel Richie, the Kardashians, the Hilton.
But she's not sure if there are enough A-listers invited.
Is Paris Hilton a pop star now?
What do you mean now? She's always a pop star.
Nah, we're not too sure either. Pricey's decided she wants a glass paddling pool at the party, but body conscious as ever, Harry isn't so keen.
They were like, who let that walrus in the pool?
Yeah, is it zoo animal
yeah,
day?
Yeah, is this a zoo?
He may look like a walrus, but his impression of one leaves a lot to the imagination.
G-O-G-G-E-O.
Moving on. Harry's asked a few of the hotels in town if they'll host Pricey's party. But Pricey knows why he hasn't had a positive response.
They know our brunch history and they just say, can you please not send Harry and Pricey?
Yeah.
So, after wasting a week on planning a party that's probably not going to happen, Harry's decided how he's going to console himself over the weekend.
I'm
going
to eat an entire box of mangoes.
Each to their own. We'll catch you next week.
G-O-G-G-E-O.
Who let walrus in the studio?
Some people say you know they can't believe you were here, we have a box left.
Harry and I are taking our competitivity to another level. We're going down to Ski Dubai this afternoon and we're having an official bobsledge race down the mountain.
Yeah, down the Ski Dubai mountain. We are obviously inspired by the women's Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, and you know, it's Winter Olympics. We're getting in the vibe. We don't have a team here in the UAE, so this could be a potential, you know, a talent sighting for us.
Hopefully we can inspire a new generation of athletes as well.
So we're going to be down there versing each other today, and I hate the cold, so I'm not sure how excited I am.
Well, to get a bit of advice on how we should prepare for it, our Olympic correspondent Emma Dodds is in Pyeongchang right now.
She is.
We've got her on the phone live from South Korea. Hi, Emma.
Annyeonghaseyo. Oh, hello in Korean.
Oh, look at
oh,
you.
Oh, wow. Are you fluent now?
Almost. Not as fluent as I am in Arabic, but I'm getting there.
We just wanted to get your advice. You're a sports journalist, fantastic one at that. So you're observing the athletes in their environment and how they kind of train and how they
condition themselves
for the cold weather.
Mm. Well, you know, the key for bobsleigh is in the start. It's the powerful side. So if you get yourself in the gym for the next couple of days and do some extra leg weight, then you should have an advantage. But yeah, it's all in the start.
Okay.
The start is the crucial thing. You've got to get your sprinting absolutely perfected. And then, of course, the driver. It's all down to the driver as well. Make sure you keep the right line. You guys will be amazing at it.
Well, this is like a sledge, so it's like a one-person sledge each. And then
So we're actually just going to verse each other.
Yeah.
And it's on basically just a round dinner plate.
Can I ask you, just in your professional opinion, will momentum be a huge help there? Like, would the heaviest person perhaps win?
Well, I have to say, it's not bobsleigh, but if you go into skeleton, which is what Great Britain have just won a gold and a bronze in the other day, Lizzie Yarnold, she is actually the heaviest athlete that was competing, and she's got a pretty decent start. She's not the fastest starter, but the momentum is what basically pushed her down that slope the fastest. So I hate to say this, Pricey, but so you might just have an advantage in this one.
Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say. Make sure you wear a helmet and as much padding as you possibly can.
Yeah. The plan is helmet and it's loading up at the Cheesecake Factory about an hour before.
Oh, it's a great tactic. I love it.
Yeah. I think regardless of what you said, Emma, we would be loading up at the Cheesecake Factory an hour beforehand anyway. But we really appreciate your expert advice on that and enjoy the next couple of days in Pyeongchang.
Brilliant. No problem. And I'll be all over social media awaiting the result with bated breath.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Emma. We'll chat with you soon.
Bye now.
See you.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
You have aged tragically.
What's she drivelling on about?
No, I think it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darlings.
Our favourite segment.
This is our favourite segment because we get to talk about the royals.
We get an update on the royals from Buckingham Palace. Why we sip tea?
Oh.
That's lovely. That's not a sound effect, by the way. That's actually pouring the tea. Today's tea comes courtesy of Fortnum & Mason.
Thanks, guys.
Actually, I think Layla bought it.
Thanks, Layla.
Yeah, yes,
they don't give out free stuff.
Thanks, producer Layla. You're what have you got welcome. For us today?
Oh, sorry, just quickly. I just want to interject just to paint the picture of what we're doing here for Royal Tea Time. I have a royal blend,
yes.
But you guys have chosen to be disrespectful and gone with a smoky Earl Grey. Is that right?
I've got the smoky Earl Grey.
I've just got the classic Earl Grey.
Okay, that's producer Rog, producer Layla. What about you, Pricey?
Queen Anne.
Queen Anne.
Yeah.
Cast out.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, just the outcast of the royal family.
What do you mean? Queen Anne, I'm just Googling her.
The tea or the person?
The person. And she was the Queen of England, Scotland and Ireland between the 8th of March 1702 and the 1st of May 1707.
Mm.
Yeah. Old school.
Old school.
Respect, guys.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to take to you all to take note that you've been supplied with coasters today, courtesy of my family who bought them for me for my 30th birthday.
You got coasters for your 30th birthday from your parents?
You know I did.
We're going classy today.
Speaking of class, let's talk the Queen.
So this is pretty exciting. So at the ripe old age of 91, the Queen went to her first ever fashion show. And she was sat front row.
She was front row at a fashion show.
She was.
Didn't she just look splendid?
Oh.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry, but there'd be no eyes on those models walking the catwalk. They'd be all on the Queen.
I really think that the Queen is the only woman on the planet that can couple pastels, because she was in pastel blue, with black accessories.
Right?
Black shoes, black bag. I've never really seen that much.
Sartorial splendor. How did she smell? Because you had a friend there.
Yeah, so my friend was there. He was sat across from her, and I woke up in the morning. I was like, excuse me, were you sat opposite the Queen? He was like, yes, I was. So she just sat there and kind of chuckled the whole way and was like chatting to Anna Wintour, who she was sat next to.
Yeah.
So she sat in between her and the lady who runs the British Fashion Council.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he said she smelled great and he was sat like diagonally across from her.
So
she walks into a room and she smells like jasmine.
Jasmine. I love jasmine.
Yeah. I always imagined her to smell a little spicy as well.
Really? Like old spice?
No. I don't think she wakes up in the morning and splashes herself with a bit of old spice in the bathroom. I was more thinking like a cinnamon or a clove.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's more like jasmine and gardenias.
Oh, stop. Love the Queen.
I'm so jealous of her friend.
And you know what? In all the photos, she's smiling away. She's having a grand time.
Yeah.
Anna Wintour next door, by the way. Oh, couldn't crack a smile at all.
No. Well, hold on a second. I think I know the reason why she was giggling and cracking a smile. What time was the fashion show?
Just after midday.
Oh, 2 G&Ts deep. Yeah.
Right into the clears.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
And Pit Kid, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, 4009, we're doing your shout-outs. We've got Jasmine joining the show from GEMS Royal Dubai School. Jazz, what's going on with school today?
I've got an assembly and I'm performing a dance.
Really?
You're performing a dance at assembly in front of the whole school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Are you doing this with the classroom or by yourself?
I'm doing it with a bunch of other girls in the school.
Amazing. And most importantly, what song are you dancing to?
There are a bunch of different songs. And tomorrow, on Friday morning, we're performing for Desert Dance, the same dance.
Nice. I'm loving it.
So what song is it?
It's a bunch of different songs, like a compilation.
Like a medley, different songs.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really, really cool. I loved dancing at school.
Right. Are you dancing to Prince, Cream at all? Because that's what Pricey danced to when she was in school.
Very funny, Harry.
But it was, though.
Are you dancing to, like, pop songs? Like Katy Perry and Bruno Mars kind of songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, more
one
so
of them
are. Age-appropriate
nice.
Songs. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, Harry.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92. Rapid fire,
the London edition, because we're hooking you up with brunch for you and a friend to go to London Social Brunch at the Ritz-Carlton. And today's a special day because you'll also score a daycation there, which means you get pool and beach access for the day as well.
How good is that?
So nice.
So producer Layla will fire some questions, topics, subjects, whatever it may be. Quickest to answer will get the point.
Yep.
Quickest to 2 points.
Yep. So Harry and I will be playing this, so it's quickest to 2 out of us, but we're playing for you at home. I am playing for Gavin in the marina this morning. How you doing, bud?
Very good, very good.
Okay, so awesome. you actually don't really need to do anything. You just have to have your all faith in me.
All right.
You'll be okay. Yeah, I'll do all the heavy lifting. You go and have the brunch, okay?
Having a lot of faith in Pricey is actually an emotionally draining thing to
it
do.
It is.
So he's got to do a lot.
Yeah.
But Lauren from Alpha Jean, you just sit there and relax tight, babe. Got this.
Good morning, Hattie. Go for it.
Yeah, no worries,
oh,
babe.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah. Relax tight. Where's he make
I'm going to say you can enjoy your staycation now. I can say that now because I'm going to win.
I hope so.
Look at that.
Thanks for the confidence.
Zero faith.
She's like, I hope so.
I'm relaxing tight.
All right, over to you, producer Layla. Here we go.
Okay. Right, your first topic is things you could have at an afternoon tea.
Tea.
Sandwich.
Or oh, Harry.
The answer was in the question.
That's true. Okay, British car brands.
Mini.
Volvo.
Oh, no.
Mini.
MG. MG. I got it.
Yeah, it was spicy. Right. Final one. British musicians.
Keith James Richards.
Blunt. James Blunt?
Yep. James Blunt got in there first.
Oh, no way.
It was me.
Yep.
Gavin, you're going to
this
the Ritz-Carlton.
This game is reeked, man.
Awesome.
Woohoo! You're off to brunch. You've also got a daycation there. And sorry, Harry.
Lauren, what did you hear first? Keith Richards or James Blunt?
James Blunt.
No. Ah!
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
To buy 92.